Polling booths open this morning in the New South Wales Northern Tablelands by-election. Voters must choose a new state MP after the former sitting member Independent Richard Torbay resigned suddenly in March. With the popular Independent out of the picture, the Nationals see it as a chance to regain their foothold in the notoriously Conservative electorate. 4 months out from the federal election, analysts are tipping the state result could be a pointer to what's likely to happen in the Barnaby Joyce-Tony Windsor battle for the federal seat of New England. Elise Denman reports.
In a spectacular fall from grace, Richard Torbay disappeared from the public eye after 14 years in politics. He was referred to the Independent Commission Against Corruption and was disendorsed as the Nationals' candidate in the federal seat of New England, where he hoped to topple Tony Windsor. The popular MP walked away from the Northern Tablelands electorate within a matter of hours. Seven candidates have thrown their hat into the ring in today's by-election, all promising to restore trust and get the job done. Glen Innes grazier Bill Bush, TAFE teacher Catherine Nicholson and Armidale Mayor Jim Maher haven't been discouraged from running under the Independent brand. Mr Maher will face off against his colleague Deputy Mayor Herman Beiersdorf as the Labor candidate. Upper House MP Fred Niles' fiancée Silvana Nero is contesting the by-election for the Christian Democrats, while the Greens have put their faith in Armidale local Dora Coops. But political analyst Anthony Green is putting his money on the National Party.
It is National Party heartland before the Torbay-Windsor phenomenon took off in the area. But unless there's somebody with their profile, it's very hard for an independent to win the seat.
Queensland Maverick Senator Barnaby Joyce has stepped in as the Nationals' candidate in the federal seat of New England after Richard Torbay's sudden departure. But Anthony Green says a win for the Nationals today in the state seat doesn't necessarily mean a win for the Nationals in New England against Tony Windsor when Australia votes in September.
Just because people don't vote for Jim Maher doesn't mean they're not going to vote for Tony Windsor. There is some comparison. You'll be interested to see how the National Party vote goes. But essentially, while people may trumpet as saying this is bad news for Tony Windsor because the Independent didn't get enough votes, the difference is that Tony Windsor isn't on the ballot paper at this by-election. And while people in the rest of the country rant and rave about him, against him, people in the electorate knew who he was before that decision was made over the formation of the last government. He will stand and fall by his own decision.
ABC election analyst Anthony Green ending that report from Elise Denman.